Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Can a New South Wales real estate agent assist another agent to sell a rural property over 20 hectares? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 7th of June 2023.
I know we've talked about licensing and we always talk about licensing issues. You know, almost every second week we're talking about a licensing issue. This one is about the stock and station industry. And in particular, that dual license overlap between what a real estate agent can list and sell and what a stock and station agent can list and sell. And who, not so much about the 2.5 hectares and real estate can sell up to 20 and stock and station can sell down to 2.5. Not so much that information today, but about who within an agency can actually do this. So when we're talking about this, is if the licensee in charge has a real estate license and a stock and station license, or the new dual real estate stock and station license, they can list and sell any property from, you know, of any size. Okay, now that's great. And the licensee in charge has to hold that license. Now, if somebody under their license wants to assist in selling a property that the licensee in charge has sold, and they just have, let's look at the license level first. They just have a real estate license and not a stock and station license. They cannot go out and assist the licensee in charge in selling that property because they do not have the appropriate license to do that. They can't even be the second agent on the listing or take people out for inspections. Alternatively, a certificate of registration holder can, because a certificate of registration covers real estate and stock and station. It doesn't single off into one or the other until they get to that Class 2 license level. So that's the difference there, or the conundrum that people fall into, is a certificate of registration holder can actually go out and assist a license, you know, the licensee in charge or the stock and station license holder, in showing property that has been listed by a stock and station agent, but a licensed person cannot. So really important, if you are working in an area where selling over 20 hectares, you know, is a possibility, then when you're choosing your elective, make sure you choose the stock and station elective to get your license, so you will end up with a dual real estate and stock and station license, which will assist you in, you know, in time to come, in making sure that you can actually work on those, whether you listed it or whether you're just taking someone through for it. So really important there about who can actually even assist in going out and showing a property. A certificate holder can, a license holder without the correct license category cannot. So I hope that's really clear there.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.